Emmanuel, God with us. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as you experience truth about God's comforting presence as we face times alone. Have you ever had to face something totally alone? Recently, one of my closest family members faced a traumatic experience. They were in the hospital alone, and they became confused, thinking they were lost without family and totally alone. They didn't know how to find home and their closest loved ones. It struck such fear in their heart and mind that they continue to tell loved ones about the terrifying time, though they are now safe at home with family. One of my fears has been to be lost alone and have to journey home on my own, to try to find my way through the dark unknown to a place of warmth and refuge, a place where loved ones would gather around and comfort me and soothe my fears. There comes times in all of our lives that we alone must face the unknown. We wonder who will walk beside us and help lead us through. At that time of loneliness, we can remember our Savior's words, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Sometimes it's just Jesus and me. He is vigilant in his care, and he sees our needs. He watches and gently guides us home to the place of safety and comfort. Psalms 121 states, "I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever." Psalms 3 says that the Lord is a shield around us. We cry aloud to the Lord and he answers. We lie down and sleep and awake again because the Lord sustains us. From the Lord comes deliverance. May his blessing be upon us, his people, always. Isaiah 63:7-9, the New American Standard Bible states, "I will make mention of the mercies of the Lord and the praises of the Lord. According to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he granted them according to his compassion, and according to the abundance of his mercies. For he said, 'Certainly they are my people, sons who will not deal falsely.' So he became their Savior. In all their distress, he was distressed, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his mercy, he redeemed them, and he lifted them and carried them all the days of old." So remember, friend, you are never truly alone. because the angel of his presence is always with us. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." Hebrews 13:5-6 states, "Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you." So we can say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me?" Isaiah 41:10-13, the New Living Translation states, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. See, all your angry enemies lie there, confused and humiliated. Anyone who opposes you will die and come to nothing. You will look in vain for those who tried to conquer you. Those who attack you will come to nothing. For I hold you by your right hand, I, the Lord your God, and I say to you, do not be afraid. I am here to help you." Yes, God has promised to be with his children. Are you his child? If so, be strong and courageous. Do not fear, for the Lord is watching over you. Isaiah 43:1-3 states, "But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as a ransom for your freedom. I gave Ethiopia and Seba in your place." Today, you are listening to this podcast, and you are totally alone. You have no one to go with you. You are facing something that is unknown to you. Perhaps you are facing cancer or serious illness alone. Or perhaps your spouse has died. Or you are facing divorce. Or your heart is filled with anxiety. Or your mind is troubled by depression. You have no one to walk with you on the dark journey you are facing, and you do not know the Lord. You have not lived with his presence, comforting your heart, soul, and mind. And today, at this very moment, you want to ask the Lord to be with you. You want to be his child and belong to him, to live in his care and to be comforted by his presence. Right now, you can become his child. Pray with me now this simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you know all things. Father, you know I am all alone, facing life by myself, and that I need you, your presence, and your comfort in my life. Father, I confess I am a sinner and have lived my life apart from you, but I want to come to you now and be your child. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died and shed his blood to save me, and that he rose to life so that I could have eternal life and live eternally with you. Father, I confess and ask Jesus Christ to be Lord of my life and to rule my heart and mind. I ask your Holy Spirit to fill my heart and mind. I pray that as I keep my heart and mind on you, Lord, that you keep me in perfect peace. I thank you, Father. I am no longer alone, and you will never leave or forsake me. Comfort me now. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, let his presence fill your heart and comfort you now. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in my life. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in my heart. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, you are welcome in my heart. Lord, in thy presence there's healing divine. No other power can save, Lord, like thine. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place.
Feel free to reach out to me, Abigail, at healingmomentsabigailchristian.com. If you have a moment, share this podcast, Healing Moments with Abigail Christian, or leave a comment. It helps this podcast to be seen by others so that it can be shared far and wide. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian with Healing Moments. May you experience truth about God's comforting presence in your life today.